I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson. And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, One Piece at a Time. Sean here, your host, coming at you with a quick tip. And this week's quick tip is going to talk a little bit about the difference between echolalia of speech and apraxia of speech. So two totally different conditions. I'm going to explain the difference and some of the things that go along with echolalia and why echolalia is happening. So first to start off with, echolalia is basically the repetition of speech by a child learning to speak. And it is not necessarily always, a negative thing. Sometimes it's just how children learn to speak. So that being said, three things you should know about echolalia. First, a child with ASD uses echolalia because they're learning language in a different way than neurotypical children. So you don't see echolalia a lot in a neurotypical child. It's much more common in a child with ASD. But it's because they're learning to speak in a different way. A lot of them are reciting the things they hear, and trying to match those words and repeat them. You can hear these kids say the same things from, a favorite movie over and over and over and over and over again. In many cases, it may not be functional communication. So they might not say, oh, there's a dog. They might just say dog, 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 dog when there's not a dog around, on TV or anything. So that's something that you need to remember. The second thing is, there's often, as echolalia progresses, there's often a purpose or message to what they're trying to say. They may be trying to ask for certain things. They may be trying to interact vocally with someone. So they may be just trying to, they see you speaking and having a conversation and interacting, they want to be a part of that. And even though they don't have, functional speech, they could be using, just their echolalia to continue an interaction with someone and, feel some sort of a connection. And the third thing you want to know about echolalia is that it is a building block and a stepping stone to flexible language. Eventually they will start to modify their language in bits and pieces and chunks. Speech therapy is really good with helping with them to build on the echolalia and turn it into, more functional conversational speech. So with that, let's go over to apraxia of speech. I always say that wrong. It's not apraxia. It's apraxia. So this is definitely a lot more mentally developmental situation. It's difficulty with skilled movements, even when a person has the ability and desire to do them. Apraxia is caused by brain disease or damage. The brain is unable to make and deliver correct movement instructions to the body. So this is definitely what we would call motor planning. And this is definitely what we have been working on with Grayson. This is something that he struggles with. He definitely has apraxia speech. You could see he can't remember how to say certain words. I mean, he said the word orange. I mean, I guess he was probably 2.5 years old, never said it again. Probably because he doesn't remember how to say it. His brain doesn't remember how to send those messages to his mouth, lips, vocal cords, and everything to make that same sound, those same sounds again. So it's definitely a little bit more of a challenge dealing with apraxia of speech. That being said, there are specialists that specifically work in that area, so they would be prompt therapist, prompt speech therapist, where they actually prompt and teach the child how to move their mouth to make the sounds. Now, they are expensive, they're specialized, they're a lot harder to find. There's not nearly as many speech pathologists that do that type of work. So, but I encourage you, if your child has that, that is the route you need to go to get them some support. So, I think I did a good job here of kind of laying out the differences between the two and some of the ways you can, work with your child to overcome whichever one of those situations they have. Hope you got some great information from the episode. And we'll see you on the next one. For Autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time. I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off. Take care, everybody. Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The Speech Paradigm has you covered. They're helping children overcome speech challenges all across New Jersey. They offer both telehealth services as well as in-home therapy. Please reach out to them. You can take a look on their website at www.thespeechparadigm.com. You can reach out by phone at 732-203-5268. You can also find them both on Facebook and Instagram as well at The Speech Paradigm. We are also sponsored by Grayson & Company, making homemade toys. They have everything from wooden homemade toys to sensory bins, sensory boards, all different kinds of toys for your children. They can be reached at grayson-company.myshopify.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram, as well as Etsy. On Etsy, they can be found at Grayson & Company Toys.